Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of a heroic woman you may not have heard of, Margaret Anderson, born in Indianapolis, 1886. Grew up in a small town. She was a reader, didn't feel that she fit in, so she moved to Chicago, and she founded a magazine called The Little Review, which she described as a magazine of the arts, making no compromise with the public taste. She had a hard time getting money to put it out. She moved in with her parents to save money. Somehow she kept The Little Review going. In 1918, the poet Ezra Pound was trying to get James Joyce's new novel, Ulysses, published in the United States. Most publishers thought it was too obscene. Anderson read the manuscript and accepted it right away. She wrote to Pound, "We'll print it if it's the last effort of our lives." And she did. She serialized the novel over the course of 3 years. Went to great trouble to preserve Joyce's text intact and to get the thing printed and addressed and wrapped and stamped and mailed, only to find out that the post office had confiscated all of it. She was charged with obscenity for publishing Joyce's Ulysses, and at the trial, the judge would not let the book be read in her presence because she was a woman, even though she was the publisher. She was convicted. She had to pay a fine. Issues of The Little Review came out less and less frequently. The last issue came out in 1929. Margaret Anderson, who gave everything she had in the cause of great literature, Margaret Anderson said, "I believe in the unsubmissive, the unfaltering, the unassailable, the irresistible, the unbelievable." In other words, in the art of life. And it's the birthday of the novelist Laurence Sterne, born in Clonmel, Ireland, 1713. Became a priest, even though privately he was an agnostic, but he needed work, and set out to write his novel, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy Gentleman. It came out in 1760, a book that was full of digressions on all sorts of subjects and was a big influence on James Joyce and Virginia Woolf and Samuel Beckett. Here's a poem for today by Samuel Hazo entitled The Nearness That Is All. "Love's what Shakespeare never said by saying, 'You have bereft me of all words, lady.' Love is the man who siphoned phlegm from his ill wife's throat 3 times a day for 7 years. Love's what the Arabs mean when they bless those with children, 'May God keep them for you.' Or why a mother whispers to her suckling, 'May you bury me.' Love's how the 10-year widow speaks of her buried husband in the present tense. Love lets the man with 1 leg and 7 children envy no man living and none dead. Love leaves no one alone, but oh, lonely, lonelier, loneliest at midnight in another country. Love is jealousy's mother and father. Love's how death creates a different nearness, but kills nothing. Love makes lovers rise from each loving, wanting more. Love says impossibilities possible always. Love saddens glad days for no bad reason. Love gladdens sad days for no good reason. Love mocks equivalence. Love is." The Nearness That Is All, a poem by Samuel Hazo, from A Flight to Elsewhere, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.